And there, our theme wrapping up, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're now coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 32 degrees here in central Minnesota, cloud cover, overcast skies. And I should tell you that you are listening to KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial, and also now 107.7 on the FM dial. And again, 10 minutes before 12 noon, 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. It is our 176th program of Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Bob Malik. Bob, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine this morning. We got a little snow on the ground, but and of course, we were down in Des Moines last night. Come home about 40 miles an hour all the way home. We finally made it, but got some snow down here. And again, yes, good morning, and good morning to all you KASM radio listeners.
Well, very good. Bob, it's good to have you on the program. We've been trying to get you on for a long time and just not been connecting. We had your son Eric on, probably a year ago, I would guess, we had Eric on. And got to be pretty proud of him. He's a young concertina player coming into his own, huh?
Oh, my. He's been a real asset for me here, coming in and slowly taking over the band, and, of course, my partner in the farming business also.
Oh,
but,
my.
Yeah, been a real blessing to him and of course, his wife, who married a Sandhurst, and she's also a very, very talented gal. And, been working really fine, been able to carry on the tradition side.
Well, that's neat. Well, we'd like to find out a little bit about that tradition, so why don't you take us back and tell us how you got started way, you know, what was it, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, just a short time, right?
Well, yeah, right. Well, of course, as you and the listeners already know, the band, the first band started off in 31, which was my dad, Sylvester Malik.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, played house parties and barn dances and what have you. People build a barn, they bring the band in, and of course, at that time, no electricity, so one of the guys usually had a generator, and they'd jack the back wheel up of a Model T, get the generator going, and they could run one or two bulbs up in the barn.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of where it all started, and my dad and Ed started out with a three-piece group, ended up with a six, and of course, as time went on, with a seven-piece group playing the ballrooms and, again, house parties, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on through the years and through the war years, lost. A lot of musicians come and went. A lot of guys went off to war. Some got drafted, you know, of course. And tires were hard to get, and I think we all know what that story was. The ballrooms backed off on a lot of the music because, all the boys were gone. And,
sure.
And, jumping ahead to the 60s then, I come back from the Army in 67 from my stint, and Dad's health was going down, and he had sold the original band to his brother Ed, and they call it the L&M Band. I went on to playing a little bit more music about a year before when I got home. I come back, and a local police officer down the road and good friend of mine played concertina. I picked up the tuba, and we started playing some bars and having a lot of fun that way. But the bar scene wasn't my taste, and either for the rest of the guys. It got pretty rowdy there. And
sure.
And so I just went on, and we started to gather good musicians and pick guys up and went to a five and a six and seven once in a while piece band and started hitting the road, and it actually gained popularity through the years. And, of course, nothing's easy. It was a struggle working, you know, you get knocked down once in a while, and then you get some new dates, and they cancel out. Or playing for the gate sometimes, that wasn't always the answer either. You go home empty-handed, or you may come back home with a fistful. So, it's been a challenge, and it's been a blessing, and it's the third generation.
Okay. Well, what do you play exactly, Bob? What instruments do you play?
I play trombone, trumpet, and that's what I do. I drive the bus, and I guess that's my share of the business. And when Eric takes over, takes the band, and he picks out the tunes, and we're in it together, but that's what I do. I drive the bus, and I play trumpet and trombone and do the vocals.
Okay, and you did play tuba back in the days?
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. That's all I played. I just it was just really hard to switch back and forth from tuba to going back to trumpet for me. Just,
sure.
You know, such a change in mouthpieces.
It is.
And I pretty much stuck with the trumpet, and we're very fortunate we've been able to get excellent tuba players with our group.
Well, good. When did you form Malik's Fisherman then?
Malik's Fisherman was basically formed in about 2 years later after I come in, and it'd be 69.
Okay.
Someplace right in there.
All right. Okay. And you guys perform and play primarily, well, where are you from, Bob? Is it Gardner, Iowa?
Yeah, Gardner, Iowa. We're actually halfway between Minneapolis and Des Moines.
Okay.
Just west off Interstate 35.
Okay.
About 16 miles west or 16 minutes west of Clear Lake turnoff. And actually, that's where Gardner is at, and our small little Czech town of Duncan, Iowa, basically where we headquarter out of. There's a Catholic church there, and, of course, our beautiful ballroom, and that's always been our home.
Okay, okay.
And I farm just north a couple miles from our small town of Duncan.
Okay. How big a farming operation do you run?
Well, in today's terms, it's rather small.
Okay.
We farm a half a section, rent some ground, other ground, raise stock cows, have cows and calves, and once in a while, every other year, we'll feed some cattle out. I guess, and that's about it. Eric's got a full-time job at the feed mill, so, and I'm at that retirement age, and Peggy and I are still out on the farm, but we're here to do the chores, and when we're on the road, my wife, being a city gal, she's come out of the city, and she's an excellent gal that takes care of the cows and the calves while Eric and I are on the road. So
it
works great.
That's wonderful. Now, does your wife play an instrument too? Does she work in the band with you, or does she not?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She's basically in charge of all the CD sales,
okay.
Which has been good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the chore girl and kind of the babysitter. When Kim and Eric have to go on the road, they have three little ones. So
okay.
I think Peggy's basically the prime babysitter.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's how that works.
Do you have other children?
Yeah, I have other boys. I've got an oldest stepson, Ryan.
Okay.
Flies for Southwest, lives in Colorado. And the next boy lives down at Story City. He's into boarding horses and quarter horses and what have you.
Sure.
And then, of course, we've got Eric, my
mm-hmm.
son, a concertina player on the band. Him and his wife live in Duncan. And then Crystal, Malik, who is my one and only daughter, lives down south here of us about 30 miles and works for a printing company. And, of course, plays with other bands, not with her father's band, but plays with Chris, Riverside Dutchman, and several other bands.
Okay. Wow. So there is mm-hmm. some music in the family as well then.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, when I grew up, my mom's side of the band, the Rubish, we're purebred Czech here,
mm-hmm.
and my mom, on her side, had two different bands out of their household. She had 9, 10 siblings.
Okay.
Everybody played an instrument or else played in church or something.
Okay.
On the Malik side, everybody played something, a horn or played a piano, and my kids were all brought up with piano lessons, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, this folk music runs pretty thick in our blood. It runs pretty thick.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how did you learn to play? Was it just in high school, or did you actually start learning before on your own, or were you taught, or how did you pick up the instruments?
Well, that's good. I'm glad you asked me, Si. It's kind of a story that goes back when I was probably in third grade, second grade, and we went to a small consolidated school of Hayfield, Iowa, which there was about 8 or 9 in a class, but we had a good band teacher. And he had told my dad, he said, why don't you pick up a cornet for Bob and see what he can do with it, since everybody else played horns and what have you, piano.
Mm-hmm.
Dad went to a sale, found an old Pan American cornet for $4.
Wow.
But the bell went off to the side.
Okay.
I don't know if somebody blocked the wheel with it or what.
Oh.
But he brought it home, put it in the anvil, and straightened it out the best he could, and we found a case at the at the place where you can buy used things, and we found a case for it. It didn't exactly fit, and I was so proud that day I went to school. It was like I had $1 million in my hand.
Is that right? Wow.
And that's where I started.
That's where you started. About how old were you? Third grade, fourth grade?
Yeah, I suppose.
Something like that.
It might have been fifth, but I'd come home and blow that thing till Mom and Dad had enough, and they'd say they'd kind of hide it from me once in a while, like anything else.
Well, neat. Well, Bob, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation with you.
Sounds great, Si.
All righty. So, Si here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Stocking stuffer ideas abound when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. There's snack sticks, all vacuum sealed in small packages. They come in numerous flavors. There's whole muscle and ground beef jerky, also vacuum sealed in small packages, also available in several different flavors. How about some bacon, which is now available in some exciting different flavors like the extra maple flavor, the peppered flavor, raspberry chipotle, and the jalapeno flavor, all vacuum sealed and priced for you to grab and go. The ever popular snack packs are being made daily and will fit in your stocking so nicely. There are many, many brats, breakfast links, and sausages, all vacuum packed and ready for stocking stuffing. And don't forget your pets. The St. Joe Meat Market has smoked beef bones and smoked pig ears for in your pets' stockings. Also for the feathered friends, beef suet for feeding the birds. Still unsure what to get? Well, a St. Joe Meat Market gift card might be just what the doctor ordered. They can be made out in any amount, and they never expire. Calling ahead and placing your order in advance is especially helpful this time of the year, so that your order is ready and waiting for you when you arrive. For prices or more information, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Bob, for being our guest on the program, we started this way back in the day. Chasm, along with the St. Joe Meat Market, I have a hand in that. We put the meat package up at the St. Joe Meat Market. We send that down to your priority mail and hope that you and, is it Peggy, and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Wow, that sounds great, Si. Again, I personally have... from the Mollick's Fisherman Band and my wife and so forth, would like to thank the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you to your radio station. Thank you to your listeners. We're getting ready. We've got a Christmas dance coming up at our ballroom here in about an hour and a half, so we're just kind of getting ready to hit the showers and go and set up. And I really enjoyed the visit with you, Si.
Well, great. And I just have a question or two about the recordings. How many do you have now, Bob?
We've made seven recordings.
Seven recordings on CD.
That's correct. And we got one in the hopper. March 1st, we come back and we're going to record another one.
Well, that's awesome. Can you mention the players in the band yet quickly? Who you have? Who's playing?
Yeah, well, we've got some different players, different directions we go, but of course, naturally, there's Kimberly Mollick, Eric's wife, on the reeds and the vocals, and there's Eric, of course, her husband, on concertina, bone, trumpet, and vocals, of course, and then we're going to have my cousin Ron Rubish, H-R-U-B-E-S, and he plays keyboard, of course, trumpet, sax, and also a lot of the third part vocals, and also on the drums, Mr. Dale Baker, and he comes out of Carroll, Iowa. He's going to be on the drums, and of course, we have Mr. Tony Kaminsky from Ettrick, Wisconsin, helping doing the bass services today, since we've had three in a row here now, so he's come down and stayed with us and filling in on the double B-flat 20J bass horn. And then, of course, myself in the front row, and I play the trombone, trumpet, and front the band also.
Well, excellent. Well, we're not going to hold you any longer. The last thing I usually ask everybody, and I didn't give you any warning about this, but as you look over your career now, any memory, any event, anything that stands out in your mind that was good, bad, or otherwise, anything from flat tires on the way to getting stuck in a snowstorm or playing in front of a crowd of 100,000 people, or what's happened to you?
Well, we've sure done an awful lot of different things. Playing, of course, all the state fairs around the state of Iowa, playing the governor's ball a couple times, down here in Des Moines, playing the top of some of the beautiful 40th-story buildings downtown Des Moines and Omaha. Everything's been a real ride for me. I'll be celebrating 50 years now this coming year, being in the band business.
Wow, that's good.
And everything's just been a pleasure, working with the ballroom operators. We don't see the ballrooms like we used to play. A lot of them are clubs now. But, like I tell the people, it's been a real ride for me. It's been a pleasure. When my dad had the band, I cared nothing for the music. When I was back in my teens, it was being a boy growing up and might I say, just out chasing girls.
So. Uh-huh. that sounds like the American way, good and healthy, you bet. Well,
music,
very good.
Music was always very deep in my heart, though.
That's right. And these days, favorite songs to play, what comes up first? Polkas, waltzes, anyone that you want to mention?
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff. We play some Schuff stuff, Jerry Schuff stuff. We like Bluebird Polka, and we do a lot of Dutchman stuff, and some Wagner. We like playing some of the Wagner charts. My son Eric, of course, ended up with Elmer Scheid's, one of his paddock boxes, and we got a bunch of the Scheid library, and we've been doing the really copy and get really close playing to some of that stuff, and it's a real head turner. You go up to Minnesota and play some of that Wagner and Scheid stuff. The people listen; they remember.
Uh huh. That's really neat. How close do you get to our area here? Do you get up north of the Twin Cities, or is that about as far as you get up to?
Yeah, about that's been about it.
Yeah.
That's been about it. We've had calls and chances, like up to South St. Paul. I guess we've been to Medina a few times.
Okay.
But that's been about it.
As far as north,
get up to Litchfield or Alexandria, but we've either had it booked, or it was just a little too far and just didn't work out for us.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to hold you any longer, Bob. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I've told everybody in the past, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road again. We'll do it again sometime.
Yes, bet. I would love it very much. And again, thank you to your radio station, KASM, and all your listeners. We wish you a very blessed holidays down the road. And good talking to you, Si.
Very good, Bob. And I'll talk to you off the phone. We'll wish you a good day today.
Thank you very much.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Bob Malik of Malik's Fisherman out of Gardner, Iowa, our 176th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program, taking us to 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And again, we did jump up a degree, 33 degrees right now here in Albany. Don't go away. We'll feature music by Malik's Fisherman in just a couple moments.